News Radio 1070 WINH, the best seat in the house, kind enough to join us as we cover our brethren down there in the southwest corner of the Commonwealth, that is Virginia Tech, and who better than to provide some insight on the Hokies than the voice of the Hokies? That, of course, is Bill Roth, our colleague with ISP Sports and the Virginia Tech Sports Network. So, Bill, thanks again for joining us on the program and for the insight. We certainly appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jay.
All right. Yeah, man. Well, I guess the first thing that's probably on the Hokie fans' minds who live in Charlottesville is just how all you guys are doing down there, you know, as a collective group. It'll be 2 months since the tragedy on Saturday. As again, I asked you the last time we talked, had life gotten back to normal? And of course, you said no. But as are things starting to get more towards normalcy down there?
Yeah, I think it's obviously it's still a news event. Everyone's following the commission the governor's appointed to look into it. And this is a story that'll probably never go away. But I think in terms of the daily life of the community, the campus community, it's as back as close to normal as it could be. North Hall is going to be reopened, and they had media tours this week of that facility, that building. And it's something the university does not want to keep dwelling upon. But at the same time, we need to create a memorial, which they've announced this week as well, and keep moving forward and try to figure out a way that this will never happen on any college campus or high school campus or anywhere ever again.
Absolutely. Bill Roth is our guest, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies here on The Best Seat on a Thursday. Well, let's go ahead and move forward. Let's talk about what the Hokies are good at, and a lot of folks really pride themselves on, and this, the strength of the athletic department. And I guess let's talk a little bit about Tech football for just a second, Bill. You know, Athlon Sports had Tech ranked, I think, in the top 10 preseason. And just talk a little bit about what the Hokies' prospects are and how excited Frank Beamer is about getting back on the field and about his team this year.
Got a chance to be really good defensively. They should be terrific again. They've had the number one defense in the country statistically the last 2 years. The key for this season will be a improved and consistent offense. And I think the offensive line is the key to that, as well as the quarterback play. But with Brandon Orr, who I think is as good of a tailback as we've had in Blacksburg, at least during the 20 years that I've been around at Tech, and the best receiving core we've had, I think they've got a chance to be an exceptional football team. The schedule, though, is really tough. Playing LSU on the road in week two is going to be a huge challenge for this team. It's a blockbuster non-conference game. And playing UVA on the road at the end of the season is going to be challenging. And going to Georgia Tech is always tough down there. And Florida State and Miami coming to Blacksburg. So there's the schedule's similar to what it was last year in the ACC, and no one's going to go through it undefeated, at least on paper. You don't think anybody can. So it'll be a very, very challenging schedule. But they've got a chance to be exceptional, that's for sure.
All right. Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies, joins us. And, Bill, before we leave football, quarterback position, which will be interesting. Who's going to be coming back at quarterback for the Hokies this year?
Sean Glennon is the quarterback. He's the guy that started every game last year, and other than a bad second half against Georgia in the bowl game, he played well. He led Tech to wins in their last six regular season games, played great at Wake Forest. He is a kid who had a really bad second half in a big bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's the last taste everyone has of Glennon. But he had his ups and downs last year and is his first year as a starter. And I think he'll be improved his second year as a starter. Fans have to remember, when Brian Randall made his first year, it's tough going through your first year. And then the second year as a starter, he was good. He ended up being the ACC Player of the Year during his senior year. So I think that Glennon will be a much improved quarterback this year.
All right. Let's turn our attention now to Seth Greenberg's program and Hokie basketball, which made some strides last year again, and a lot of excitement surrounding the athletic lineup. You do lose a couple of guys that were great contributors for you, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But let's, as we delve into recruiting, Bill, Gus Gilchrist, we dealt a little bit with that story up here, decommitting to the Hokies. And just wondering if you could provide some insight, kind of get Coach Greenberg's reaction to that and what really happened down there. Some people assumed it was because of everything that had happened, but maybe that's not necessarily the case.
Well, that's what the college basketball recruiting is so much different than football recruiting. And the kids will go to prep school for a year, and we'll see where he ends up next year. But his stock certainly went up during the first 6 months of this year. It was the MVP of the Capital Classic. He's grown. He's filled out. There are a lot of people involved in recruiting when it comes to high school players. And you know, in basketball. In football, you're usually dealing with a coach, a high school coach, and parents.
Mm-hmm.
In basketball, any basketball coach will tell you that, you know, the parents in this instance and the high school coach and the AAU coach are just a small part of it. There's a lot of people involved, and it's so much different. And from my perspective, it's worse than it's ever been in terms of recruiting. And there are a lot of NCAA rules that are in place which prohibit a coach from developing a relationship with a player. And in terms of, used to be able to visit a lot more, used to be able to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And coaches will complain about that. They don't have as much of a chance. And vice versa, the kid doesn't have a chance to get to know the coaching staff, whatnot. And I think one of the negative byproducts of it is that there are a lot of people that are now involved with the top high school players, top prep players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Rubik's Cube, so to speak.
Bill, was it sort of, could it have potentially been a situation where somebody's getting in Gus's ear? You know, he has a good relationship with Seth, things are going well, and then somebody starts getting in, talking to Gus and saying, well, you know, da-da-da-da, you may not want to go down there. And ultimately, the negative things you just alluded to come into play.
I think there's a lot of things that go involved in it, and we'll see how this one plays out. You want a kid to be happy. You don't want a high school kid to make a decision and be unhappy,
mm-hmm.
and then end up transferring. But
right.
We'll see what happens here, and the whole thing will be made public eventually at some point.
Right.
He appears to be a very, very good player. That's for sure.
Well, as we looked at a couple of great matchups between the Cavs and the Hokies on the hardwood this past year, and great guard play on both teams, obviously Singletary and Reynolds,
yeah.
but Dowdell and Gordon. And Bill, just wanted to be curious as to, you know, the futures for those guys and what you see for them here in the next, you know, 6 to 8 months of what they're going to do.
Well, I talked with Javon last week. He was over in Houston, and he's going to go up to Washington. He was... you know, he's a 6'4" off guard who's got a chance to play pro ball, but I don't think it's the NBA. He was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year, and he's a very solid on ball defender. He's got good savvy and whatnot. I don't know where that. You know, in the NBA, they want you to score. They want you to have a smooth stroke. And two guards are bigger than 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where Jamon fits in. At what level of professional basketball? Dowdell had a really good Orlando camp. He defended extremely well. He scored a lot. He turned an ankle on the third day over in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he's on that bubble in terms of does he get picked, and if not, I think he ends up in someone's camp. He would have to be with the right team.
Right.
Some teams, NBA teams, like college teams, they have different systems.
Absolutely.
And one that relies on a. And he's not going to fit in necessarily in Utah or Miami, but he may fit in with the Lakers, a team like that. It relies on its point guards in a different way than the Jazz
right.
comparably would. So I think it depends on where he ends up. I think Zay plays pro ball somewhere. I don't know that it's at the NBA next year, but hopefully for him it will. But,
yeah.
I mean, there's so many, and there's only two rounds of the draft, and there are a lot of European kids and a lot of high school kids. But Dowdell's worked extremely hard since the end of the ACC tournament to get ready, and he's been very impressive in these NBA camps and the individual tryouts. He was impressive in Orlando. He was down in Miami, worked out with the Heat. And so he's been very impressive in some individual workouts.
Absolutely. Bill, we're off the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, kind enough to join us on the Casellas Hotline. Before we let you go, Bill, the big story down here in Charlottesville is, you know, we're 3 days out and still no word from Sean Singletary on whether or not he's going back to school. He has entered the NBA draft. Obviously, the deadline to withdraw is on Monday. So even as an observer, you're an ACC observer. Obviously, you follow the Cavaliers as the voice of the Hokies. Any gut feeling in your mind as to whether or not Sean stays or goes?
I hope he comes back. I think he's a fun player to watch. I think he's an exciting guy. He's a good kid. I think he represents his school really well, and I'd like to see him play another year of college basketball.
Right.
And I watch him, and I, you know, you watch a kid's mannerisms. He just looks like he enjoys the game. He enjoys the college game, and hopefully he enjoys his college environment.
Absolutely.
And And a year from now, that NBA stuff will still be there. But I understand the lure of the money and the lure of not having to go to class and study halls. And
all that stuff.
And yeah.
Absolutely.
Making as much as your coach is making.
We had one caller go, man, I don't think Sean should be hanging around. He's eating peanut butter, and Lato's walking around in a $100 suit, you know, $500 suits. He's like, go,
yeah,
take the money.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we see when these NFL guys come back from tech and they're driving nicer cars than Coach Beamer, and they're wearing Armani suits and $50,000 chains. And,
yeah, all that.
You know, when you're making $150,000, $200,000 a month, you can spoil yourself.
Absolutely.
But most of them, even those that do that, you know, some of them don't even flaunt it. But, you know, the money is clearly the lure. And, and if you can make it, go for it. But again, you know, Sean's in a similar situation as a lot of these guys. It's not like the NFL. It's only two rounds. And you know, you got to make the team to make the money. And, you know, if you get drafted and don't make it, or you go undrafted and sign with an agent, you can't go back to college. So it's a tough situation. It's a tough decision. But I know he'll make the right one for him. He's got a lot of good people around him at UVA and from his home. And the NBA does a nice job making sure the kids have a feeling for where they're going. And he'll make the right decision. But like I said, personally, I hope he comes back because I like watching him play.
Absolutely. Bill Roth.
I know Hokie fans hope he leaves. But I think he's good for the ACC, and it's tough. I mean, when you have kids leave early, particularly in a point guard position, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to play, ask Wake Forest, North Carolina. You've got a freshman point guard out there. You can start looking at a lot of losses, and it doesn't matter how good your front court is. It's really challenging.
Well, I can tell you also, a lot of Cavalier fans would have hoped that Deron Washington would have leaked to the NBA. And so I'd have to see him again, but I'm sure they will. Well, hey, Bill, it's always a pleasure. We really appreciate the time, sir.
My pleasure, Jay. Thanks. Have a great week.
You too.